AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The FBI says the man behind the wheel in New Orleans of a pickup truck that killed 15 people did not have help.
We do not assess at this point that anyone else involved in this attack is involved in this attack except for Shamsuddin Jabbar.
Christopher Rea with the FBI says they're looking across the country to try to get to the bottom of this investigation. Videos were released by the driver before the attack.
In the first video, Jabbar explains he originally planned to harm his family and friends, but was concerned the news headlines would not focus on the, quote, war between the believers and the disbelievers, end quote. Additionally, he stated he had joined ISIS before this summer.
The FBI has received more than 400 tips from the public. They also say there's no link in New Orleans to an explosion the same day in Las Vegas. Officials say the man who died in a Tesla Cybertruck explosion outside Donald Trump's Las Vegas hotel was an elite active duty soldier. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
Two law enforcement officials say Matthew Livelsberger was inside the truck parked with explosives before it blew up. The Army says he was a member of the Green Berets, on approved leave from the Army Special Operations Command when he died. The command is based at the North Carolina base formerly known as Fort Bragg. Shamsud al-Jabbar also spent time there. Hours before the Vegas explosion, al-Jabbar rammed a truck into New Year's revelers in New Orleans. Authorities don't think the two men knew each other or that the incidents were related. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Tesla's global annual sales fell for the first time in at least 9 years. A 2.3% increase in the final quarter was not enough to overcome a sluggish start to 2024. This is AP News. There was a shooting New Year's Day in New York.
10 people were wounded in a shooting outside a New York City nightclub Wednesday night while they were waiting to get into a private event, say police. They say several men approached the group and three or four of them opened fire. About 30 shots rang out and then the gunman took off. They were seen getting into a sedan with out-of-state plates. The wounded were taken to hospitals. They are expected to survive. New York Police Department Chief of Patrol Philip Rivera called them senseless shootings. The motive was not immediately known, but Rivera said, "This is not terrorism." I'm Rita Foley.
Law enforcement officers are searching the home of a former top New York City police official, Jeffrey Madry, who resigned late last month after being accused of demanding sex from a subordinate in exchange for opportunities to earn extra pay. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.